Hey everybody, I'm Julia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're here to do one thing.
Put the pee in raspberry. And just like the pee in raspberry,
everything we're about to say is completely pointless.
Every week, Julia and I will give our unwanted opinions on all things pop culture.
Because what the world needs now, more than ever, is another flamboyantly beguiling duo with a podcast that contributes absolutely nothing to society. Enjoy!
Knock, knock. Who's
there? Timothy.
Oh, shutting the door.
Okay, I'm gonna try it again. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Timothy.
Timothy who?
Timo, the Pea and Raspberry is back with yet another episode for the ages. Hosted by my beautiful self, Julia, here with my co-host,
Miranda.
And we are so excited to be here. First, I'll have you all know that today's episode is unedited, unfiltered, unintelligent. And you are going to love it.
And
take my money, throw it. What'd you say?
I said, and unsober.
And unsober.
We are not alcoholics. I promise.
I know. Well,
this happens this like once a week, maybe.
This is the problem. We do this all the time now. So people don't know what's real, what's fake, what's sober, what's not. And that's not our fault. The problem is you don't know what we do, and you don't know when we record, and you don't know how we act, and also what our real voice sounds like. So. Exactly. Today on the Pea and Raspberry, we're unedited, we're unfiltered, and we're unsober because we are talking about the greatest topic to ever exist in my almost 21, happy birthday, years on this planet. And that is what, Miranda?
That is Tom Daya. And we simply could not have talked about them without just having a little summer gin and tonic beforehand, okay?
Can I say something really quickly, please, if I must? Gin and tonics are honestly, to alcohol, what Jesus was to Mother Mary. Because, listen to this. The average gin and tonic drinker is the fun and sophisticated one and is often referred to as the cool, perfect one in the friend group. The cool, mysterious, so sexy, exciting member of the friend group.
No, you're right.
So I love a gin and tonic. Miranda loves a gin and tonic.
Let me tell you about gin and tonic drinkers, okay?
Okay.
Drinkers of this beverage love the exotic Indian origin of this drink, even though it was actually invented in London.
London.
Confusing. They have probably had an interesting career and are likely the cool member of your friend group.
Okay, so what I'm hearing
let's remember.
Podcast hosts who love travel.
Exactly.
I love a G&T. Well, somebody else who loves a G&T, Tom Holland, I'm going to assume. And this bag of bones.
Probably. It's bagged, from London.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. By the way, one of the best. If anybody ever
He's
goes to London.
Not very sophisticated, though.
Not very sophisticated, no. If anybody ever goes to London, you have to go to this place called the Distillery. It has, I think, over 1,500 types of gin. I could make that up. I don't know. But it is one of the greatest, and I mean the greatest, gin bars I've ever been to in my entire life. I've only ever been to one, but the gin and tonics was so good. You gotta visit.
If anybody ever goes to the Bay Area in California, there's also a gin distillery here, which I have not been to yet. I think it's in, I want to say Alameda, but I could be wrong.
Gotta be Alameda. You know what? Alameda, Adamida, Adayuda. Let's talk about my favorite topic to talk about, what we're here for today, Tom Daya, which is Tom Holland's Zendaya. Something that I love about these two is that they won't stop.
They won't stop. They literally will not stop. Neither in work, in love, in sex, I assume.
Mm-mm.
Sorry to get personal, but had to.
Sometimes you gotta get down and dirty.
You know, they just never stop. Honestly, they should have a rest. But I will say I appreciate it. I look up to it. I want to be it. I want to be part of it. And that's what I have to say.
Here's my thing that I want to say really quickly to the mass. The other day, something happened. It was big. I would consider it big. And something happens, and multiple people, multiple human people with pulses, I have to imagine have pulses, told me we need you. We need you to make a difference.
They did. They wanted
to make a because something happened so big. So extraterrestrial. Okay, Miranda? So extraterrestrial. And it changed lives. Miranda, tell them what that was, because it was stupid. Stupid. Stupid good. It impacted stupid. Me so much. And I will say, I'll recite it by memory. Happiest Please. Of birthdays to the one who makes me the happiest. Heart.
Exactly.
Greater than symbol if 3.
If you have not seen Zendaya Marie Stormer Coleman's post to Tom Holland.
First of all, what's happening personally?
First
what's
of all, going on? Where are you? In an underground bunker with no internet access? Like, mm-hmm. what's happening? What's happening? Mm-hmm. Are you Kimmy Schmidt? Right. Hello?
It's given a little bit Kimmy Schmidt, but Kimmy Schmidt would like Tom Zaya too. That's a discussion that we'll have at a later date, but she would like Tom Zaya.
Oh yes. My god, she would. She would be their babysitter when they have kids.
Yes.
Let's discuss. Please look it up. Please, if you've seen it already, please go back and look at it right now. You have to be looking at it as you listen to this podcast episode. It's actually a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
This was life-ending. This was show-stopping. This was fabulous, beautiful work by Miss Zendaya, as always. And just look at that photo. Like, are you actually joking? Are you actually joking? Like, it's not funny anymore. It's not funny.
It's not fun. Well, that's the issue. We used to laugh.
We used to be giggling about all their little
We used to be
t-shirts.
Good people, lighthearted, had a good time, very, very beautiful. It's not funny anymore. It's not at all.
They've turned us into villains. We are villains now.
This is my villain origin. You know why? Because here's the thing about the Tom Zaya picture. As happy as I am for them, I'm not going to get it. No, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. You can't get
it's
something
really just like
that can't be
gone. A punch
gone.
In the face for all of us.
Okay, so
it's
let's
really,
talk about...
Hey, bitch, you're never getting this.
Right.
So just give up and look at us.
Right. I just slipped into Australian for a sec. So... So let's talk about the background for a minute. I am getting a little Australian. Hold on.
What do you mean? You're just using your normal voice. What's happening?
I know. And that's why... All right. Let's talk about the background for a second, because I do want to talk about the background. If we go deep into the archives of who they are as a couple, okay, in 2016, November of 2016, I was a very emotional person. I was very distraught. I was very upset, and I was very immature, and I was much smaller than I am now. And I... was very obsessed with and in tune with and physically, emotionally, materialistically, genetically connected to this blurry screen grab of them enjoying a Thanksgiving meal together. There was no food.
We were
They
Ill.
Were sitting on the couch.
We were
it was not a meal.
Ill. Mentally and physically ill.
Like, we were mentally and physically serious. Ill. We were mentally and physically ill. We still are, but not for the same reason. And here's exactly. what happened. It was just a screen grab of a stupid dinner. Of a stupid dinner that How are you going to talk about it? How are you going to take a screen grab of a stupid dinner and you're going to tell me? So, flash forward for me for a minute. I want everybody to close their eyes and I want everybody to go...
I'm going to close my eyes as well.
Like in the movies when they flash forward. You know what I'm talking about? When they go from one space to another space. So I want everybody to flash forward for a second and imagine... 2022. How many years is that? 6 years in the future.
6 years.
Six and a half, actually, if you want to do the math correctly. Six and a half years into the future. To Zendaya Maria Stormier Coleman III, Mother Teresa Mary Giuseppe, posting a photograph, which Nikki Holland took, by the way, might I add.
Tom's mother.
Of these two, First of all, canoodling, bagoodling. I've never even seen... Okay, hold on. Here's the thing about me. I don't like a cuddle. Everybody knows I don't like a cuddle. I don't like sharing my space.
I do.
I'm a Cancer sun.
We're opposites. That's okay.
We're opposites. Opposites attract. Hello! So the thing is, they were sharing a cuddle. But it was the type of cuddle... It was the type of cuddle that you don't understand unless you can really be there in the moment, be there present. Be in their souls, their mind, bodies, and souls. Because I've never felt love like that. I never felt affection like that. I never had a smile on my face the way Zendaya was smiling before my life. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even, the day that I get married, the day that I have children, the day that I become the woman that I was born to be, I'm not going to smile like that. The day that I win an Oscar, an Emmy, everything in between, I'm not going to smile like that. What are you talking about? Because nobody could ever be that happy in their entire lives. It's not going to happen for the rest of us.
It is. Tom's face is like he just saw the light to heaven and the beautiful afterlife, but he's not dead. He's just living the most beautiful life, and he just discovered, oh,
he's just in love with Zendaya.
After this life, there's more beauty and perfection for me. And he's just staring into the distance like, oh my god, wow, life is beautiful. And that is what Nikki Holland has captured in this photo.
What I love about that photo, and can I just say this to the audience? What I love about that photo so much, too, is that exactly what you're saying, Miranda. Tom realized, in that photo, you can see Tom's, his real eyes are realizing, okay? Tom, in that photo, is realizing. He's in the process. He's in the process of a realize. And Tom, what happened was he woke up that morning and he said, what is what's going on? I'm scared. I fear. What's going on? I don't know what's happening anymore to my body. Because Tom realized, not only am I in love, but she loves me back. Oh, wait, hold on. Zendaya realized, wait, I'm happy. Oh, I'm very happy because I love this man. Do you guys remember a few subtle years ago when Zendaya said on her Zendaya app, which I miss, but Zendaya said on her app with Darnell, happy birthday, she said to Darnell, lately I was with this boy and I just said, are we doing this or what? Are we doing this or what?
Are we doing this or what?
And basically iconic what she meant line by that, if you don't understand the lingo, history. What she meant by that was, it was a friends to lovers situation. And she had said to this boy, enough playing around. Hold on, I'm a Virgo. I know what I want. I'm not waiting around for anybody anymore. Are we doing this or what? Because Tom was a little bit more timid about it. Tom was like, Zendaya, it's too good to be true. I'm not buying it. No, she's pranking. And Tom, I'm the same way, baby boy. Somebody looks in my direction and I say, prank. So it makes me emotional now because here's my issue. And I'll say this. The locals don't understand that Zendaya loves Tom just as much as he loves her. That's what makes me sick at the end
that's
of the day.
That's what's shocking.
It's so
that's
upsetting.
What makes me want to throw up. Like, as a Virgo, as the woman that she is, mm-hmm. Do you know how good you have to be to get her, like, melting for you? Like, are you joking?
But this is the situation. Nobody realizes that this is the truth.
I know.
But this is what I'm saying. It's upsetting.
And the fact that she's making it public? Yeah, stupid. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Here is the thing. Well, I'm going to fill in some people who maybe don't know as much about Zendaya. So, first of all, to touch on what I was just saying, Zendaya is a Virgo. Not only is she a Virgo, but she's Zendaya. So, the way that she talks about her love, the way that she wants to get down and dirty, she wants to say, I'm in love, is by not talking about it at all. Zendaya's not going to, what did she, gather the room around? Talk about, ooh, skip to my loo, kumbaya. No, what are you talking about? Zendaya is turning to her one bestie, Darnell, because she has a tight circle, okay? She is turning to her one bestie, Darnell, and she is saying, I love this man. And that's it. Her mom, when her mama asks. That's it. Zendaya is not walking around, Instagram, look at me, I'm wearing his sweatpants, even though we know it's true. She is not going to voice that she's not going to air out her dirty laundry, which in this place is very clean. Or in fact, maybe very dirty because they're sharing it so much. Can we have a washer involved, please? So, I'm just on a different topic. So, the thing that's so crazy to me about Tomdea, and then we have Miranza talking about now, it's public. You guys don't understand. I mean, I think for people that are maybe newer to the fandom, or maybe they don't care so much about Tomdea, oh, that's cute. Oh, she didn't do it in the past. All right. Okay. No. Like, you don't get, like, Zendaya would rather go to her grave.
This is, like, common law marriage for Zendaya.
Would rather go to her grave. This, Zendaya being public about a relationship is equivalent to me taking it up the butt. I don't know what to compare it to. Actually, much crazier than that. It's equivalent to, it's equivalent to Timothée Chalamet never winning an Oscar. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's very unrealistic. I don't care who does it, doesn't want to hear it. It's not going to happen. So here's the situation that I want to talk about now today. So how have we gone from nothing to everything? Everything, everywhere, all at once. Hold on. The Daniels, the people who directed Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, were talking about, no, because this is about Tomdea. This is about their relationship.
Yeah. No, it is. It is. It literally is.
That's actually beautiful.
Tom is saying, in another life, I would love to just do taxes with you. Whatever the line is. That is Tom Holland.
Laundry and taxes. Laundry and taxes.
Exactly. That is them. And Zendaya's like, oh, look at all these lives I could lead because I'm so beautiful and talented and wonderful. But she finds this man. She loves him. She would love to just go frolicking in the fields while his mother takes pictures of them, and they're just happier than they've ever been. That is sickening. You do not understand. Like, nobody, if you were not a stan,
nobody understands.
Before, like, no. At least since 2016, you do not understand. Like, oh my
nobody
God.
Understands. I mean, here's the thing. I want to take a moment really quickly, too, to thank the people who've reached out. Because the thing about being a Tomdea stan is that it's hard. I'm going to get a little emotional. It's hard.
And people judge you.
People wanted me dead. People wanted me dead. Because here's the thing. People wanted me dead. Because when I was first, arguably at a time, I was the biggest Tomdea stan in the world, right? And when I was first in this, when I was at my peak Tomdea, people would tweet me, you are terrible. We hate you. And we don't like you because they're not dating. Why can't a grown up boy be friends? First of all, hold on. Don't push that heteronormative stupidity onto me. Because I am CEO of Girls and Boys Can Be Friends. I had plenty of boy roommates this semester that I never wanted to kiss. So I understand. Okay? And just at the same time, listen, that's like saying, oh, I don't know a girl's sexuality. But every time she's with another girl, I ship her with her? No, I don't. But if there's a real chemistry there, if they're saying they love each other, they're each other's first celebrity crush, they would do anything to be with one another, they are this, then yeah, maybe I will.
Anyway, there was evidence. There was evidence that admittedly we didn't tell everyone on the internet because we don't want airing out their dirty laundry, exactly like your earlier point. But there was evidence. There's evidence, and we're not being gross and disgusting. We remain not gross and disgusting, except on Sundays. But, like, we're not, some people are nasty talking about them, saying the weirdest shit.
Of course, yes. Of course.
And so, just shut up, okay? Because you know what? We were right.
And you know what? And you know what?
And you know what?
Well, here's the thing. We won. First of all, I would take a recording of that and like sell it to your friends, like that was a moment. But Miranda's 100% right, because there was so much evidence that we didn't want to share, and that's the difference. Though some people
there is still
this
stuff
day, some
I
people
will
are
take to my grave
to this day some people are tweeting their most personal photos, their most personal moments, stories,
or
that we don't
just
even know
writing
to be true.
Imagines,
but there was
like
writing
smut
right
on the internet with their full names, like, okay.
But there was some evidence. There was some evidence out there that there was some evidence So I remember there was some evidence that I was a part of a group chat. I still am a part of this group chat that is very into Tom Zaya. Love him. And, you know, we would share evidence. And some of us, I won't mention how or why, some of us did have, that went a little bit southern. Some of us had connections to Tom Zaya.
Yeah.
Some of us had connections to Tom Zaya.
It's actually shocking how fate works in its mysterious way.
It was crazy. And some of us would share more personal things. Or maybe they would, like, confirm a story that was already out there of, like, no, this is how it happened. And so there was some serious stuff. Like, once, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, I think Tom and Zendaya were holding hands in a park. But it's another thing to kind of, if somebody's claiming something about more personal things, or do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's,
yeah,
some things aren't so personal. Oh, Zendaya and Tom were seen at the shop together. Maybe they're in a relationship. Like, that's okay. Whatever. But I will never forget this day. Senior year of high school, I was like, guys, here's the thing. It's been years. I'm still obsessed with Tom Zaya. Like, this is real. This is, like, they're my favorite two celebrities, not even actors, celebrities in the entire universe. I love them. I'll do anything for them. I had already flown to Arizona to see Tom. Like, it was crazy. And I was talking to my friend Lily. We were very, very close. Not Rose Depp, though. Just, she lives in New Jersey, my friend Lily. And we were talking. We were in the car one day during one of our free periods. And I had said to her, we were talking about Tom Zaya. Just the other night, too, she was asking me about Tom Zaya. It's very sweet. She's the only person who checks in on me about Tom Zaya from out of my IRLs. But we were talking, and I said, there are some things just people don't know. Like, people, no one besides, like, 20 people will know. And she said, what? Give me an example. And I was telling her this one piece of evidence. And I sat there, and I made her promise me not to tell her. So I took it so serious. It was like,
yeah.
It was like, I don't think I would be so serious if I went to court. Like, it was life or death. People could have died if somebody had heard me through the window. Like, this was for real, serious, next level stuff. I made her swear. To this day, she's taking it to the grave. It happened. It's over. I erased it from my memory. Because that's what you have to do sometimes. I mean,
I
said it in a whisper. I wouldn't repeat it. I let it go. Because, I mean, mental illness is what I'm describing, but I love that. I do. I love them. I can't. I've tried so many times to let it go. I can't let it go. First of all, I can't let it go. And second of all, I won't let it go.
I think we should talk about Darnell's birthday party. And if anyone just heard that and was like, who the fuck is Darnell? Go fucking
do your research.
Do your research.
Do your research. Do some research.
This is one of the nicest men on earth.
I love him. I love him.
I love him.
Engaged to be married.
I have met him. He's incredibly kind. Looking beautiful in a teal sweater.
Well, that we're forgetting about.
Beautiful man. And his birthday was the other day.
It's gorgeous.
Also a Gemini. June 5th. Because, of course, Zendaya loves a Gemini. Let me just say, he's Zendaya's assistant / best friend / grandma / roommate.
Yes.
And he had a birthday party in New York City the other day. And not only was Zendaya in attendance, so was Tom Holland. So don't say was
it. Don't say it.
Allegedly.
Don't.
Timothée Chalamet.
Don't. Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly means yes. I have my proof.
Which, by the way, this was at a bar in New York that I haven't been to the, it's like in a hotel. I haven't been to the bar that they had it at, but I've been to the other bar in the building. Beautiful place.
Is it expensive?
It's expensive. And you have to make reservations. It's like reservation only.
When celebrities do expensive things. Today, me and my mom passed Cipriani's and she was like, oh, do you see that place? Sure, she said Cipriani's. I'm like, babe, Cipriani. Yes, I know about it. And she was like, talking about it. And I was like, Mom, I watch Real Housewives in New York City. You don't think I know about Cipriani's? But anyways, continue with your story. I just love that.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, actually, no. Just the fact, I actually don't think I'll get over this. The fact that Zendaya
was at not a possible. Club. Not this time.
Like, in a club setting is so insane to me. like, so insane. And thinking of her dancing with Timothy actually makes me want to laugh my fucking ass off. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that is ridiculous. Are you joking?
No.
Like, stop. And also with Tom, like, and the couple of videos that came out, I'm like, what is happening? Like, Zendaya's, like, next to Darnell and Tom, because she's like, let me say bye, my besties, need to protect myself. You can see in one video, she's, like, smiling, whatever, and then immediately, like, her face changes, and everybody's like, yeah, me too, babe. Like, I will immediately, like, look like I'm dead inside, just to take a breather.
Okay, I was gonna say how in a video that I saw, it seems a little, I'm not taking anything away from anyone, of course, but it seems a little uncomfortable. I'm not saying it was bad video.
And I think it's also because in the moment where that video was, there was flash photography happening. Like, there was, like, professional photos happening. And I think that's also why it was awkward, because, like, Tom and Zendaya are right next to Darnell, who's the birthday boy. So, like, obviously they want to take photos of him. I don't know. It was weird.
Well, also, a little bit of British jumped out.
But also,
the song playing was Cake by Rihanna. And it was literally the part that goes, cake, 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 cake. Unless you're Megan Thee Stallion, you don't know how to dance to that. Like, you have to be down on your tippy toes, full twerk, like, serious legitimacy, like, you need to know what you're grinding hard to the point where you're having sex, like, dirty sex. Like, Zendaya's not going to do that. So
Tom's not going to do that.
Darnell, maybe he's going to do it, but he's not going to do it with Zendaya and Tom. So there was a bit of a And hold on, Zendaya, because I've experienced this moment before. And first of all, hats off to Zendaya for going to a club sober. Because now I understand why the girl ain't there. Okay? Why she's never going out. Because we're doing a podcast episode drunk, Zendaya. Like, what is going on? But anyways, I understand, because I've been in situations before with men. We were on a dance floor, and it's a song like Cake. Is that what the song is called? Or is it something about birthday? Is it called Birthday Cake? I can't remember. Well, whatever. But you guys know what I'm talking about. Cake, cake, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a song on like Cake. Like, something that's very like, like, girls are gorgeous. Rap song, well, that's not a rap song, but you know what I'm saying? Like, chorus, it's like very powerful, very see you next Tuesday y. And you're with this boy, and you're like, wait, what am I? Hold on. Because how am I going to dance to this? Yeah. Because what am I going to do? Cake, 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 cake. What are you going to do? Eat ass on the dance floor? So I understand too why. Especially sober, Zendaya is talking about, okay, smile and nod, smile and nod.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't awkward. Whatever. I'm going to wait too much. This has nothing to do with anything.
No, it was a little bit. It was also because, like, everybody's facing Darnell, but, like, they were just,
right.
Like,
right. If you're dancing with the birthday people, too, you got to be prepared to get that embarrassment. You got to be prepared for the all eyes on you. You got to be pretending like you're having the time of your life, or excusing yourself to go to the bathroom, smoke a ciggy with the girls, because what else are you going to do in that moment, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, too. So here's something that I can't get over. And Miranda's 100%, I cannot believe I saw Zendaya in a club setting. She does not, for those of you who do not know, Zendaya will not even walk outside her front door if there is not either A, money involved, she's being paid 10 million, 1,000, 100 bazillion bucks to star in the greatest movie of all time. She's going to be nominated for an Oscar, which I still believe all of her roles should have been. Or she's going for a nice walk with Noon. Something of the sort. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, she's very, like, she has said multiple times by now that she loves, her perfect day off is sitting in the bed with Noonie, doing a little TV, watching a little Love Island, doing a little smoochie with Tommy. Like, doing a little something, like, very chill, relaxed. And Zendaya, I relate to you in that moment, except it's not my perfect day off. It's my perfect every day.
Yeah.
So, the thing is, though, the difference between me and Z, and this is why I am a little bit like Tom, too, Tom and I, we like to party. Like, we need to get our rocks off a little bit. Like, we need to be silly, goofy, like Jersey Shore. Like, Jersey Shore. So, and here's the thing, too, and I'm going to say this. To be able to get Zendaya not only out of bed, not only in a nice outfit when she's not even, whatever, commercial, advertisement, whatever, to be able to get Zendaya to a club, like full club, I'm talking about dance floor. I'm talking about strobe lights. I'm talking about alcohol. I'm talking about sparklers. I'm talking about birthday sign. I'm talking about craziest people you ever meet in your life, probably high off their asses. To get her to go to an event like that, and not only to get her to go, but to get her to dance with the two people who, like Miranda said, have all eyes on them, to AKKKK, oh my, you gotta be something about, I forget Spider-Man, you're Superman. Yeah. You're every superhero in the world.
You're she loves the person who makes her the happiest.
Also, the fact that, I'm sorry, the fact that they celebrated the birthday together.
I know.
That's compelling okay. Because some of our evidence really used to be talking about, like, oh, Tom, like, Darnell's pictures, oh, they're getting close. Like, I never really deep down thought Tom would view Darnell as someone he's so close to, we could have a joint birthday party with him. Even though we knew they were dating at this point, still, you don't know about his relationship with Darnell.
I don't think it was a full joint birthday party. I think it was still mainly Darnell's party, but they were like, when they brought the cake out, let's have it say Darnell and Tom, because their birthdays are so close. Mm. I don't believe Tom would wear that shitty of an outfit to his birthday
regardless,
party.
Regardless, there was some sort of clearance. Like, you don't, like, if it's Darnell's birthday, you don't just make it and Tom.
Yeah, you know that so they there was love some each sort other of enough that Darnell is not going to be mad.
Also, Miranda, like, I don't know if you're right, because I think it said Tom and Darnell, did it not?
Whatever.
But if it was Tom first, there was no last minute addition. Like, if it was Tom first.
Okay, I think that's silly.
And I think they had a watch cake.
It's like Magnus.
So they had to both, if it was just Darnell, I don't know if it would just be a watch cake.
Okay. But I think it was just him because I think it was mainly his friends. Like, it seemed like largely Darnell's friends. Because Tom lives in London. He lives abroad. Besides, like,
he lives abroad.
Tom's main posse.
He lives abroad.
Yeah, but it's Tom not like Darnell lives in New York.
And that's abroad? I'm sorry. Hold on. According to Miranda, New York City is the new Roma. According to... Hear, everybody listen up today. Hold on a second, because Miranda's saying that New York City, located in New York State, United States of America, is abroad.
Please, everyone, run the tape back and confirm that I did not say that. Also, Darnell texted me and confirmed that it was mainly your birthday party. I said,
what?
Darnell doesn't live in New York. That's what I said.
Right. So his friends went out for it. Neither does Zendaya. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, like, Darnell, his friends went out for it, whereas Tom's didn't, because it's mainly Darnell's
no.
party.
No. Listen.
It literally doesn't matter.
Tom, hold on, though. I'm sorry to say this, but I'm sorry. Tom's happy where Zendaya is. I don't really think he was calling up half of the UK. Oh, my God,
sure,
you guys got to come. Like,
why does Tom look so disheveled? Why?
Because, like, he's drunk. He's drunk. It's his birthday. He's drunk. Like,
yes,
it's his
Tom,
birthday. He is
you're
drunk.
You're beautiful. I love you. I'm sorry if you were took offense from that, but, like, you're wearing your jeans that, like, go halfway down your ass and do not fit you properly. So, like, what was happening? If that was your birthday party, please talk to law about what proper attire is for your own birthday party. Especially when Darnell is wearing a beautiful, tailored, hot pink suit.
Different. All right, you might be right. It might have been a joint. All right.
Thank you.
I'll take it. Well, maybe hold on, I have a theory. I'm gonna say it. So what about this? It was Darnell's birthday, right? Zendaya, being the wonderful woman that she is, said, you know what, Tom, I really want you to fly out. I want to see you for your birthday. Darnell, I want you to come to his. Let's double whammy. You gotta fly out, you gotta come.
You want Tom to fly out? He's the one filming in New York.
Tom. I'm done.
and working in New York. Julia's like, Tom, you gotta fly out.
I can't. I literally can't.
It was like easiest for Tom. He's like the one person who's there.
Tom Cruise. Tom goes from like.
He takes Cina a helicopter. Bravo. He takes Tom a helicopter from like uptown to the JFK. East Village to get to this bar.
Why am I literally pretending that the two California people live in New York and that Tom is currently in London? Oh my god.
Okay.
I am so sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry. That is the hardest I have laughed in a hot minuto. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What was the rest of your theory, though? Oh.
That old thought. Okay. I'm sorry. So, okay, so the theory is debunked because Tom is filming in New York. Okay, so hold on. So, no, here's my theory. So, actually, this theory makes way more sense now that he is in New York City and they are not. So, what happened was, Zendaya said to Tommy, you know what, I miss you, I love you, whatever. We're going to be in New York City. You're already going to be there. You don't have to spend any money on a plane ticket, according to Miranda. You're fine. Please come. Show up. I love you. We can do a little something, whatever. Like, we gotta hang out. We gotta be chill, whatever. And Tom's like, you know what? I might try to come, whatever. It depends if I'm busy. I don't really know. I'm busy. Since
no, like, Tom was like, you know what? I will come. Anything for you, baby. I love you so much. I'll do whatever you want.
No. Different theories. So Tom's like, I'm busy. I don't know, Z. I don't, babe. We'll see about it. And then he was always all along planning what Miranda was just saying. He was, oh my god, of course. Zendaya asked me to jump into a dumpster, I'd do it. That's what he said in his head. He said, what is she, an idiot, even believe in me? Hold on, maybe I should break up with her if she really believes that I wouldn't come. So that's Tom. That's Tom for us. And then the night of the party, he bursts through, like, he is like, I'm here. I'm not queer, but I'm here. And he is so excited, so happy. Zendaya is, it's not like a surprise. Like, it's not a full surprise. Like, I think he texted her, like, the morning of and was like, I think I'm going to come. I think I'll make it, like, casual. Like, it wasn't a surprise necessarily. Like, he's, and she knew he was in New York, so they were already hanging out a little bit in New York. And then she called Darnell, said, oh my God, he's coming. Darnell said, perfect, joint birthday party now. So, yes, his friends couldn't be able to be there because, you know what, like, it wasn't far enough notice. Tom said, you know what, kind of random birthday. Nobody really talks about 26 anymore. It's a little bit old-fashioned. We don't need to do anything for it. But Zendaya, Darnell said, you know, don't ever say that again, Tom. And Darnell said, you know what, you made my best friend so happy, Tom. It's got to be the joints of us. We both like watches. Make it a watch cake. Make it a sign that says him. Not only does it say his name, it says his name first. Do it first. Do it good. Do it fast. Do it wet. Do it sloppy. And they did it. And that's, I'm sorry, I'm at such a, I just think if you really think to the root of Tom and Zendaya's relationship, not even the relationship, I'm sorry, what we've seen of it, because here's the sick thing too, what I'm thinking about. So when we saw that picture on Instagram, the thing that really struck me was that I thought it was an edit. I was not thinking that.
No, wait, can I say when I saw the photo?
Go ahead, say it.
So I'm in California and Julia's in New York, so obviously there's a time difference. Mm-hmm. Or you're in Jersey, whatever. I woke up at like 7:30 a.m. My dog was being super annoying, woke me up. And I just look at my phone. Or no, wait, that's wrong. I woke up at like 6 a.m. and I was going to go back to sleep, but I just like glanced at my phone. I see Julia sent me 2 texts about the podcast. This was last week, the day that we released our last episode. She's like, you're amazing for editing. Can you send me the sound bites? I read that. And then after that, she had sent me 2 screenshots of the post. I straight up didn't look. Because Julia sends me so many photos.
So many. I'm obsessed with photos. You don't even
A lot of which are typically
photos,
Timothy.
I sent her photo dumps. Like, a photo dump you would post on Instagram, but I sent it to her over text.
She just sends it to me.
Stupid memes. It's pictures like of grass. It's pictures of my dog. Friendship.
But a lot of time, yes, it's a photo of Timothy, so, like, that shit I ignore. I'm like, okay.
She doesn't want to,
like,
do it. Yeah, no, she doesn't want to deal with him.
But I just saw these two photos. It was, like, 6 in the morning. I was going to go back to sleep anyway. I did not look at it. And then an hour later, when I actually get up, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how did I not see this? Something about it in being black and white. I was like, this isn't anything important. Like, this is, like, a dumb
edit,
photo she's sending me. Like, something, whatever.
Of course. Yeah.
And I, even after I had actually processed it, I was like, no, this is still fake. Like, Julia's lying to me.
Right, and because I would.
Because you would.
Right.
But it's real. And my life changed. Can I say something,
too, to the way that you saw it, too? Because this always happens. I have a theory that every time Tom Zaya does something big, at least 1, 2, 3, or 5 members of a core Tom Zaya group. So obviously you're in that, Miranda. Like, you're one of the real Tom Zayas, like the OGs, whatever.
Thank you.
Is awoken in, like, a strange event that they're normally not awoken at that time at.
Yeah.
To the information. Because that's what happened to me. Like, when Tom was pictured with that girl. Remember those photos?
No.
It was the same situation. I sprung awake at, like, 5:55 a.m.
Yeah.
For no reason, I sprung awake, and you know what? And I saw those photos, and I was like, what are the chances my mind and my body and my soul woke me up? And then I was up for the whole day, and my body didn't mind that I was up since, like, 6 a.m. because it was so jarring. It was so crazy. So there was, like, you know, I was so much adrenaline going through my body because of what had happened. So here's the thing, too. It's like, what are we talking about? Like, it's like, it's always something, like, our bodies feel it for some reason. I'll tell you the way that it happened for me. I woke up, I was having a great morning. For those of you who don't know, my step-grandmother gave us her Vitamix. She didn't use it. I've been obsessed with smoothies since, maybe 9th grade or something? Like, maybe 9th grade? So I've been making smoothie bowls since day one. Everybody's loved my smoothies. I upgraded to a nicer blender so I can make thicker smoothies, but it still wasn't enough. It still wasn't enough. And I love a smoothie account. I love healthy food, all this stuff. And when my step-grandma gave me this Vitamix, literally just when I got back from abroad, I was like, what is this? I was the happiest I'd ever been. And for the past maybe 2 weeks since I've gotten it, every day, for one meal a day, I have a smoothie. Smoothie or a smoothie bowl. It depends what movie. But super thick, so much frozen banana in it. You guys have to check it out. It's amazing. So I have that. Okay. So I had woken up, said, oh my God, I'm in a great mood. The sun is shining. I'm so sexy. I'm so courageous woman. So I went to my kitchen to make my beautiful smoothie. I made it in the morning this time. Usually I don't make it. I make it after I work out. Maybe I'd already worked out. Actually, I don't remember. But I made this really gorgeous berry, sweet cherry, my cherry vanilla smoothie. Mm-hmm. I take one sip. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to watch Roni. Take one sip, open Instagram. Bam!
You're attacked. Oh
my God. And you know what I do? I'm going to reenact it for you. I open Instagram, la-di-da-di-da. Open it, see the picture. I go, and I close the app. I close the app.
Yeah.
It was so strange. It was the weirdest moment of my life, and I threw my phone down on the couch. I don't know why I would do that. Can anybody tell me why I would do that? Because that was weird for me. Like, that was, like, a weird, I don't know if it was harmful for me, if it was good for me. I don't know if the throwing my phone away was, like, a rejection, or if it was a take responsibility, remove the evil from your life. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But that,
the number of times I have thrown my phone to the ground, out of shock from something that Tom Zaya has done is appalling. I mean, they truly should buy me a new iPhone every time that they do something redonkulous, because I think that they owe me. Like, let's be real. They do owe us.
Agree.
It's just silly. It's just silly what we've come to. the point that we've gotten to. Can't believe that I ever got this far.
I'm starting to get scared because I love them. People sometimes, they laugh at me, they do, because they sometimes say, she's so obsessed with Tom Zaya, and you know what? It's true. But more than anything, I'm obsessed with Tom and Zendaya individually. So to be obsessed with two people individually, Zendaya, since before I even knew Tom Holland was a person on this earth, like since I was 10 years old, and to have them decide also that they're obsessed with each other and live this happy, healthy, beautiful life together, it just makes me so... It's everything to me. It's
I don't know
everything.
If anybody has been hearing this in my audio, but there's birds outside chirping.
I love birds. On this
beautiful sunny day. And it's actually, these birds just told me that they're lovebirds and their goal is to be in as beautiful a relationship as Tom Daya, but they don't think they'll ever get there, even though they're like beautiful, colorful birds with wonderful singing voices. And like that just goes to show how powerful Tom Daya is. Every couple of every species looks up to them.
Every couple of every species. My dog is like a little bit indifferent on them, which I have to talk to him about a little bit, but I love them so much. And genuinely, I'm sorry, they make me happy. I'm sorry. Like, they make me happy. I really want to hang out with them. I had visions. It's so funny. When I saw Tom and Zendaya, when I saw Tom and Darnell celebrate their birthdays together, I had visions of me being there as well. I always do. I insert myself. It's terrible. And I was like, oh my God, I can't even imagine the fun that I would have. With these three. Like, they're incredible. And then when I heard that Timothy was there, you don't understand, you guys. Like, there's something in me one day that really believes. I was in New York City today, so I was a little bit back in my Timothy era. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I see for myself. I'm in an elevator one day. I have moving boxes for some reason. Like, it's not even my apartment. It's always the elevator. Moving boxes. And so I'm going to the elevator. I'm struggling. My body looks so sexy. I'm freaking out. And against the elevator, I'm panting. I'm groaning. I'm moaning. And I said, I'm sorry. Can you help me? I don't know. And the guy's, oh my God. Let me help you. Let me help you. And he takes some boxes. I said, thank God. Oh my God. And I said, I'm cosplaying as an idiot today. And I look up and it's Timothy's face. And I literally, I'm so normal. And I just go, oh my God, you're famous. I say, well, in exchange for holding my boxes, I'm not going to freak out. It's your lucky day. And he goes, oh my God, I can't. That's so funny. Thank you. He's like, thanks. You know, so classic. And he's holding my boxes. And I'm not afraid. I'm like, listen, you got to hold them down the street for me. I'm a little woman. I can't. I'm a little woman. Loved you in that movie, by the way. And he's holding the boxes for me. And at the end of putting the boxes away and everything, he looks at me and he's like, you know what? Like, I would love to get a little drink with you. I would love to get a drink with you. I mean, Miranda knows more than anyone. I love a yummy beverage. I just told you I love a good smoothie, but I love a little bit of a drink, a bubbly drink with an herb in it. Some sort of herb, some sort of like rosemary or thyme. And it's a little bit of like a berry. And I love citrus too. It's a little bit like my dream drink is a little bit like sparkling water, a slice of like lime, butterfly pea flower tea. And then thyme, a sprig of thyme. It goes delicious with lime. That's my dream drink. So I love a yummy beverage. And he would say, do you want to get a little drunk with me? I'd say, okay, I guess I can fit it in. I'm very casual. Whatever. Anyways, flash forward. We're really good friends. We become lovers. We're sleeping together. All this stuff. But that's the thing, though. We go to events like this. Like Tom and Zendaya and Darnell's birthday parties in New York City. That's the life that we live. And we have the most fun. The thing is, I'm not dreaming. I'm not daydreaming about something inappropriate. I'm daydreaming about Tom Holland and I looking at each other laughing because we had one too many beers and we're so funny and everybody loves us. I'm thinking about Darnell and I being silly, goofy goobers together. Laughing together in a club. I'm thinking about Zendaya turning to me in a club going, I don't want to be here. Me going, girl, you know what? Me neither. I talk a big game, but I don't want to be here. I don't. I'll go home with you, Z. Let's go home. So these are the things that I think about. And I just, first of all, I know it's going to happen. Agenda number one. But agenda number two, I just, it makes me so happy. Because these people that I love so much, Darnell included, by the way, I love Darnell, are genuinely friends.
I know.
Like Tom and Zendaya, more than anything, all I ever asked for was that they were friends. And that's what makes me so happy. When they were going into the filming of Spider-Man No Way Home, I knew that they weren't dating going into the filming. But I honestly was okay because I was like, I know these two. They're not going to film and go home and not talk until they film next. Like, they're friends.
Exactly.
And they proved that. And then they became more than. But they proved that. And I love them. I'm just so happy to be with them.
I would like to say, going back to the fan fiction that you were just reciting, I believe, well, because I'm an introvert, I love to party too, but Julia she can does. Party way longer than I can, way more often than I am built for. So I truly believe I'm the perfect mix of, like, loves to party, but also, you know, loves to, like, have my alone time.
Understands. Well, so am I, though, because you know I love being alone.
That's true. But I mean, like, when we're physically out, I just feel like I will 100% be able to get Z out of her shell and be like, come on, mm-hmm. like, come dance with me. Let's not be too serious. Let's get on the dance floor.
Of course.
Ignore everyone else. And sometime in the not too far future, mark my words, Julia and I will be living in New York City together.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen. And these scenarios will also happen. Please root for us.
I know it's going to happen. I have visions. I do. I know it's going to happen. And no, it really is sick sometimes how much Miranda and I. It's sick sometimes how much Miranda and I really do remind me of Tom and Z. And yeah. Also, you know that I'm speaking the truth if for once in my life I'm not calling myself Zendaya, because that's the thing too.
That's the thing. When I yeah. tell people that we're Tom Daya, but I'm Zendaya and you're Tom, people are shocked. People are like, but isn't Julia Zendaya? I'm like, okay, yes, we're both of them a little bit, but at the end of the day, you're Tom.
Well, that's the thing is, like, Zendaya and I are very, like, I love her and I, to the end of time, I will claim that I'm her. Like, when I'm talking just in relation to the world, I am Zendaya. That's correct.
In general.
100%. Yeah. As far as my Instagram is concerned, as far as the Pope is concerned, as far as everybody knows, for sure, I am Zendaya. Like, hands down, it's happened. But when we're talking about a couple dynamic, when we're talking about two people, when we're talking about a duo, Miranda is Zendaya and I am Tom. And that's how you know that I'm unalive serious. I'm dead serious. Because seriously, I would never say that if I didn't. It's personal. And that's the thing is, I think Tom. Sorry. I was about to say, I think Tom would find me hilarious. I know he did find me hilarious.
Because he was laughing at me.
I met the guy. He pointed at me in a line of people. He pointed me out of a line. Hold on. Because I'm getting in my feels a little bit. Because I think if I met Tom again, or when I meet Tom again, he's going to seriously be like, I love you. Like, I love you. Like, but, you're my sister. I never. Am I the sister Tom Holland never had?
You are.
I'm giving that a little bit.
You are. Except it's, and it like, makes sense except too. It's like, Nikki had a kid with some other man because you would never be related to Dom Holland.
Nikki had a kid with popular black celebrity we all love. No, I'm trying to think of what, like, celebrity would be my dad.
I don't know.
Do I have any daddy celebrities? I don't think I have any daddy. That's weird. I should find one. All right.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I'm Tom Holland's sister. But here's the thing, too. Like, Zendaya and I genuinely, like, this is what it is. You know how sometimes people are very, very close with their sister-in-laws? Like, my mom and my aunt, for example, super close. Actually, the irony of today's episode of me speaking in my real voice is that my mom, I always clown her because she slips into her Brooklyn accent when she talks to my aunt. Mm-hmm. Every time they're on the phone, she's like, what are you doing over there? Blah, blah, blah. So whatever. So, but you know how sometimes in relationships like that, like, you don't even realize they're not really sisters. They're not really siblings. Yeah. Like, they're just so close and whatever. And they call them sisters, whatever. That would be me and Zendaya. That's the thing. It's like, I'm Tom's sister. But Zendaya, because she's with Tom, were sisters.
Yeah.
And it's such a love that nobody could ever break. And I understand her to a level too, and she understands me. And she did the post, the Tom Zaya post, the end of the day for me. Happiest birthday is the one who makes me the happiest. She did that heart the way that she did it for me. Because guess what? Zendaya doesn't do that heart.
That is not their heart.
They have this specific, not only do they have a specific heart emoji.
Yeah.
But when Tom responds it with three he hearts, it wasn't that heart emoji.
What was happening?
I think it was something about me. I swear to God. Because they don't do these emojis. Especially Zendaya doing the greater than symbol and number three. They don't do those. I love
that all the time.
Who loves those?
We use that all the time.
All the time. I can't text Miranda without sending that. It doesn't go through. She can't read it.
The day they use the otter emoji, you will know it's about us. Like, sorry, we invented that emoji.
Invent it. Well, that's the thing is that I know, and then I know that they will. And mark me and Miranda's words, because with the Tom Zaya whisperers, and we have a lot of insights to this. I am so happy and passionate. I love them. I love love. I am so happy they were able to be here with each other. And I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see what they're going to do next. This is a great thing about the birthday season too, summer.
I know.
My birthday is right in between the both of theirs too.
So is
Miranda's. They air exactly 2 months apart. It's a glorious time. And you know what else? July 17th was exactly halfway through them too, but so was July 2nd. So we got to do that. We got to pick our battles, right? It's either the best summer of our lives or the worst.
There's no in between.
They have no in between.
This one is gearing up to be the best.
Gearing up.
Because Tom's birthday, already beautiful, wonderful happenings. Let's not forget Darnell's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Julia's 21st. Hello.
Hello.
Then my birthday. Then Z's. So everyone prepare yourselves. Thing.
I was thinking about this too a little bit, Miranda. You're not in this one, but obviously I know you'd fit in regardless. But I was thinking about this too a little bit because Timothy and I and Tom and Zendaya. Zendaya and Timothy, earth signs. Me and Tom. Okay, I'm not an air sign, but I have so much Gemini in my chart. I have a lot of air. Like my air is, my chart is all air. That's why I'm bloated all the time. My chart is all air. So, I mean, it means something, really.
I actually think...
And June, July.
Somebody who's, like, an expert in astrology, come talk to us, because I want to compare all of our charts.
Yes, we need to. We genuinely need to.
I mean, we already know the answer that we're perfectly compatible, but, like, let's get into the details. Throw Hunter Schaefer up in there, because that's my girl.
Wait, what's Hunter's zodiac, by the way? Do we know off the top of our heads? I don't remember.
Capricorn?
Is that true?
I want to say Capricorn, but I'm not sure.
I think you might be right. Hold on. Hunter Schaefer, birth. Oh, right away it comes up age.
Capricorn. Yeah, Capricorn.
Another earthy.
Oh my god.
Did you know that Dominic Fike's birthday was one day before ours?
Okay,
oh my god, an English. Angus Cloud. Oh, this is weird. Wait, hold on. Why are they literally me? Okay. Half the cast is Capricorns, Virgos, and Cancers. Why is that weird?
Hunter's birthday is on New Year's Eve. That's so fun.
Why is that weird? Why is half the cast me? Wait, why is that weird? Anyways.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Tom Daya, please, you are welcome on the podcast anytime. We will literally record at any time of day for you. It can be 5 minutes long. It can be 5 hours long. We have no preference. Truly, whatever you want is what we also want. I hope you've all enjoyed Julia's real accent coming out today on this episode. It's, you know, like the alcohol brings it out of her. It's her true self. You don't have to hide it.
It was hard for me to embrace it.
No.
It was hard for me to embrace it, but la vita è difficile. you know, Miranda, fatti una cosa. It's so difficult sometimes to talk about. But this is the real me, and I hope you guys loved it so much, because it's hard. You know, it is hard for me to talk like this. But I hope that you guys will still love me. And to anyone who's looking to hire me for a future talk show host gig or whatever it may be, I can do other accents. I can go back to the accent I've been doing for the past 3 seasons too, if that's needed. So Thank you guys so much. And Tamdeya, I'd like to thank you forever for giving me the confidence to be myself and to speak like this and to love life and to love love. And so thank you all, everything for everyone. That didn't make sense. Thank you all, everyone, for everything. Thank you, Timothy, for putting the Timothy in raspberry. I mean, wait. Thank you, Timothy, for putting the Timothy P in raspberry. I love you guys so much. Marianza, thank you for being my everything and more.
Thank you. You're and beautiful. Long live Tom I'm so Zaya. Happy to be here with you every single week. Never forget. Live, laugh, Tamdeya.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Miranda and I going on about God knows what this time.
If you'd like to hear more of our ramblings, come back every Wednesday for another glimpse into the one small but strong brain cell Julia and I share.
Unless, of course, this is our season finale?
Well, yeah, but we would have specified that before this outro, right?
I want to say yes, but it also seems like something we'd forget, seeing as you've just pinned us as girls with literally half a brain cell each, so...
Well, I assumed that brain cell was 3/4 mine, and you had that 25% all to yourself.
As Miranda has made clear, join us next week or go back to our previous episodes to keep you quenched for the next 7 days. I'm Julia.
And I'm Miranda. Thanks for listening to us.
Put the P in raspberry. Miranda, you were like really behind on that. That was weird.
I wasn't behind.
You were, Miss 3/4 brain cell. You absolutely were.
Okay, well, you just talk fast and I was taking my time.
Leos are always taking their time, and it's like, for what? Exactly, for what?
It sounded good. Our audience loved it. It sounded good.
And you know what?